We hot-footed with care all week on stories from Greenland to Minneapolis. Venezuela news ebbed a bit in its now what moment. Iran news surged. We go deep with two stories today on the Islamic Republic. They're astute takes, one on truth versioning inside Iran and the other on scenarios for and some possible effects of any U.S. action there. Then we check in from Ukraine. We do believe in weekend respites. We also look at a Dolly Parton book, and our essayist reframes the chore of laundry. Find more news, as always, on our homepage. The Daily takes a break Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day and resumes Tuesday. It's Saturday, January 17th. Our next daily podcast will be on Wednesday, January 21st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. And here are today's Monitor stories. A brutal Iranian crackdown has appeared to quash most protests, and officials are seeking to portray a sense of national solidarity. But images and eyewitness accounts of shocking atrocities are accumulating that paint a different picture. Scott Peterson reports from London for the Monitor. As mass protests in Iran prompt a brutal government crackdown, the U.S. is considering its response. President Donald Trump has several options available to him amid historic opposition to Tehran's current regime. Scott Baldoff reports for the Monitor. Russian air attacks are hitting Ukrainian energy infrastructure hard, leaving residents without power and heat during one of the coldest winters of the war to date. It's putting citizens' resilience to the test. Dominique Sogel reports from Kyiv, Ukraine, for the Monitor. Dolly Parton started writing songs when she was 11 years old, and the country music star hasn't stopped since. Her down-home warmth and business acumen have carried over into projects such as movie acting, children's literacy programs, and an amusement park. A new biography, Ain't Nobody's Fool, charts her challenges and successes. Contributor Barbara Spindle writes for The Monitor. Find her full review at csmonitor.com. When a decades-old dryer finishes its final load, a dad of grown kids reflects on the cycles of laundry it has completed over the cycles of his life, from young parenthood to empty nester. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.